hey, y'all, this is a man that owes me an apology, Adam Bash.
And that was somebody who might need to find a different adult in the room. Taylor Ray.
All right. Okay. So did you or did you not send me a Snapchat vlog, a text message, and I think a Hangouts message letting me know that you also, after our recording of a fun fast food episode where I sort of got roasted for my fun fast food faux pas, that you then you then just like a day after that did message me on multiple platforms to let me know that you also committed a fast food faux pas?
So I did. Okay. I did do that. But here's the thing about this whole situation. It is a little bit less a fast food faux pas.
Okay.
It was a faux pas brought about by fast food. It was not directly a fast food faux pas.
Aren't we all faux pas brought upon, brought upon by fast food?
Yes. I didn't mention this to you previously, and in fact, you don't know anything about this
story.
No,
we're getting a live reaction here. I've heard most of your stories of your life before, so nothing's genuine or new. Yes. This, in fact, is different and is genuine and new. Live reaction.
And also, you're going to be very excited to hear this next phrase that's coming out of my mouth.
Okay.
This is all your fault.
Yes. Oh, I suspected. I always suspected that your downfall would be me. I love to see it come true. I love to see it come to fruition. The fruits of my labor.
For those who don't know, Ray is the Chekhov's gun in my life story.
Yes.
She showed up around
Ray gun.
Act two. And boy, we all knew it was gonna go off at some point.
I am his demise.
So here's what happened. So today I was at work and lunchtime came about. I planned poorly, and so I did not bring a lunch. And in fact, I planned poorly. I didn't. I planned to not plan. I planned that I was like, you know what? This is going to be a day where I'm just going to grab a thing, right?
Sure, happens.
So I get ready to leave, and I stopped for a split second there, and I said to myself, "All right, I never do this, but." I feel like today is the day that I need to get a little bit of sweet on my sour snake. I need to follow Ray's guidance. And I say, you know, be the Ray you want to be in your life, right?
Love that for you.
Allow the change to happen. So I went next door to the room next to mine to my one coworker that I would consider a casual friend at work. And I said to her, hey, I'm going to run over to the gas station and get some lunch. Do you want me to grab you anything?
Okay. That in and of itself shows an insane amount of character development, not necessarily for the better, but the rapid change since recording that last episode is.
Yeah, no, it's growth. I will tell you, all of it will be seated back by the end of this story.
Okay.
And so she says, oh, yeah. Can you grab me some Reese's peanut butter cups? And
I said, great choice.
Absolutely, I can.
That's a great choice.
Absolutely, I can. She's like, hold on a second. And she goes and grabs her purse and she hands me a single, very folded, very crinkled dollar. She's like, I think that's only the only cash I have on me. I don't know how much they are over there. I'm like, it's fine. I would have bought her Reese's peanut butter cups. It's $1.50. I got it.
Weird flex, but that's fine. Just a nice chill flex. you got the Reese's cash in hand.
I got that Reese's cash. Don't worry about it. So I'm like, no, that's fine. Okay. So she gives me the dollar, stuff it in my little pocket. I'm out the door. I'm like, all right, I'm doing things. I'm making changes. People are going to like me. This is great. So I go over to the gas station.
Yeah.
And this has never happened before, but the menus are all on TVs behind the counter.
Fancy.
This little area.
That's a schmancy gas station.
It is. Well, so they've had a kitchen. They've had several restaurants in and out of here, but they just keep like turning over.
Okay.
Because it's like, it's a small town. They don't really have a lot of people that are like eating in restaurants here. Sure. This is like one of the only places that they have. And so the guy that runs it, like, he used to run a kitchen out of there that would do like burgers and nachos and barbecue and all this kind of stuff. And then like places cycled in and out, and now he's back to doing it himself. So I was like, getting over there, I'm going to have myself a buffalo chicken sub, pepper jack. It's going to be amazing, right?
That does sound like a good sort of call. That sounds like a, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It's so good. It's so tasty. But it's all dark. The guy is not there. The kitchen doesn't look like it's being used. Okay. Never had this happen before.
Is it haunted?
It's not haunted to my recollection.
Okay.
His wife was there.
Is she a ghoul?
No, she's a wonderful woman. and
she's a nice lady.
She's the nicest. Yeah, she used to work at the school with me, and she always asks how things are going. She's just a sweet lady.
Okay.
But she was there seemingly by herself, so I'm like, maybe something happened in the family. Somebody needed to stay home. Maybe there was a, who knows what the situation was today. He must not have come in today. So I'm not getting my food here.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got an issue here.
An old conundrum.
Well, I was going out to do this. I was going to do a nice thing while I was here. I am not standing in a line of four people at this point to buy my coworker a Reese's peanut butter cup when I'm not even buying anything here. I'm not getting food or anything.
So you like you went halvesies on the sweet then is what you're saying. You did a sweet gesture, but you went halvesies on the sweet.
Tried to.
Okay.
But at this point, I was pulling out, because here's the thing. There is a very short window of time that I have. I get 24-ish minutes for my lunch, right? I've already burned seven of them coming here.
Okay, that
and
makes sense.
There were four people in line. Like, the line was, like, socially distancing proper, so it's, like, all the way down the middle of an aisle. I'm like, that's going to take forever to get through that.
Sure.
And then I still got to figure out what I'm going to eat. I'm not going to eat gas station, like, shelved food. I'm not going to have, like, Chex Mix for lunch. That's not going to happen.
I mean, you are talking to a girl that had nothing but burnt Cheez-Its for lunch for like 3 days in a row.
That's not my life. That's not my life.
I love a toasty Cheez-It lunch. So, okay.
You're a side girl.
God, you're right. You know, yep. You got me again. I'm all sides. Continue.
Okay. So I know that if I leave right now, I can make it over to the closest fast food location, which is a McDonald's.
That's a great place to make a faux pas.
So I decide to do this. I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to zip through the drive-thru at McDonald's, which is honestly the only place I have a chance of getting in and out in time. So I hop back in my car. I pull out my phone and text you or something, or send you a snap vlog at this point, flipping out about this situation. So this is when I get to McDonald's. I get to McDonald's, and sure enough, it is like 11:50 or something like that. Like, it's prime lunchtime. It's a two lane drive up, but it's like there's solidly 15 cars in this drive through at this time. And so I'm like, all right, this is getting a little bit tricky,
a little dicey.
I'm running real close on running out of time. Okay. Before I need to be back to work. And today was an okay day for it, because I have prep during the lunch period. So like on a day like today,
a little breathing room,
I have some breathing room. Like, nobody's going to really be searching me out. But if somebody did come down and look for me and I wasn't there, and then they came back and I still wasn't there, it could cause some concerns.
Bad news bears.
So I'm like kind of freaking out about this in the drive-thru. But I'm like, what are you going to do? I can't go anywhere else. The only other places that are close by are going to be equally packed. Mm-hmm. And I got to eat something. So I sit through the line, through the drive-thru line. I get my double cheeseburger. I just got a straight-up combo, which I didn't even want, because I'm eating fries in a car. And for those people who don't know, I got a new-to-me car.
Yes.
Recently.
It's great.
That I don't eat fast food in, because I don't want to, like, drop French fries somewhere and then my whole car smell like French fries for the rest of my life.
But quick point of order, we have already figured out how to get a video call of my face onto his dashboard screen. We have already figured out how to do that. So don't worry.
That's true.
Don't worry. Our priorities are correct, and we're being very safe on the road.
Yeah, we're being safe.
Sure.
So anyway, I get this food. It's. I mean, yeah. I'm driving back, mm-hmm. eating it in the car. Mm-hmm. It's a whole process. I pull up to work. And I'm like a couple minutes late at this point. And
sure.
I'm like, all right.
Happens.
This was not great. This was an L all the way around. So I reach in my pocket.
We better get to a real funky faux pas, Adam, because if you've been gaslighting me this whole time and you've just used this whole Minnesota as an excuse to tell me how much better you are at fast food etiquette than I am.
So here's the turn. I reach in my pocket.
What was in there? What wasn't in there?
That one was not in my pocket anymore. At some point,
oh.
Whether pulling out my phone, pulling out my keys, at some point along the line, I lost this crumpled, tattered little one out of my pocket.
Oh.
I had no cash on me. So all of a sudden I realized I can't go back into my workplace, tell this woman I didn't buy her a Reese's
and
peanut butter
also
cup.
Don't have
and
her
also,
cup?
I don't have your dollar anymore. God. Don't ask me what happened. So I got back out of the driveway, like pulled out of the parking
sure.
lot, went back to the gas station. Because at this point, I'm already late. I've got to get this Reese's peanut butter cup. I don't have a choice.
Hold on. Your car was parked. Hold on.
Yes,
you drove
my
back.
Car was
you parked.
Parked
your car. You mm-hmm. got your bag of the what was remnants of your bag of food.
It was already ate. Okay. Already ate at this point.
You exited mm-hmm. the car. You were walking towards the school.
No, I reached into my pocket to put my phone in my pocket
okay.
as I was getting out of my car, and I would notice that there was no dollar
oh,
bill
no.
crinkling in there anymore. And so then I emptied my pockets. I did not have this
okay.
dollar. So now I'm back to the gas station again, second trip to the gas station,
of course.
Just to buy this fucking Reese's peanut butter cups. So I get it, and then I get in line behind somebody who wants to buy vape. He wants to buy vape cartridges.
Of course,
but
you
he
do.
Doesn't. But he doesn't have a vape pen. And so he's trying to he keeps asking for different brands, and he doesn't understand, like, some of them come with vape pens, some of them don't. They don't have the vape pens for this type of cartridge here at this gas station.
Oh my
they do for the
God.
Juul. And it's a 10-minute conversation this guy has about vape pens when he eventually decides he's buying a Juul. And then I get this thing, I go back to work. Now, didn't blow up in my face. Everything was okay. But the stress I went through.
Adam, okay.
I am never in my life asking someone
no.
if they want
How
something
is that?
Again.
How is that what you're taking away from this fast food related parable? No. The problem is not that you offered something. The problem is that as soon as the first obstacle was in your way, you yeeted it out of your mind and thought, fuck her. And then you just went about your day and it bit you in the ass.
I wanted to eat lunch. I wanted to eat lunch. I didn't have time
to
do both.
But
obviously.
It took more time out of your life and day to not do that thing mm-hmm. in the first place.
I mean, listen, I was trying for the perfect run. The perfect run would have been to go up there, not buy the Reese's peanut butter
no.
cup, go get my
no.
food, go back, hand her back the dollar and be like,
no.
Yeah, I didn't end up getting anything because the kitchen was closed.
The sunk cost of I've gone to this gas station and I've walked in this gas station and apparently just went in for the view because you decided not to get anything or peruse their shelves at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sunk cost of that is ridiculous. I cannot even fathom you saying like, well, not even going to get her Reese's. I just walked to this gas station just for the fucking kicks of it. When I write in my diary about today.
I walked in. I looked over at the kitchen area. It was black. It was black. I did walk the aisle.
You basically went in and assessed the decor.
I walked the aisle because I was like, is there anything I would eat here? I went over to the area where they used to keep like the pizza by the slice. There was nothing but gross old biscuits and gravy from this morning that they had sitting in there since the morning. And I said, nah, I think I'm good. I don't think I'm going to stay around here. And then I looked at the lineup of people that were standing here and I'm like, I'm going to be here for 10 minutes to buy her Reese's peanut butter cups. I think I would instead like to eat lunch today.
And I bet not a single one of them was going to compare Juul pens or vape pens. You're taking the wrong sort of moral from this parable.
Right, but if I hadn't lost the dollar, I would have never had to worry about the vape pens. I could have just handed her the dollar back.
Have you ever, to this point of your life, have you found that dollar?
No.
That dollar was a fucking test. That was a karmic test from the universe, and you fucking failed it so hard. You fucking, they did that. It was crumpled. Like, that's how all fucking universe, like godly tests come to people. And you loved it. You fucking. Oh, dude, you beefed that one. You beefed it, and now you're taking the wrong story, the wrong moral from it. That means you're going to beef the next one. And, like, look, it's content for our podcast. It's great stories for me.
I won't beef the next one because I will not interact in this way again, is the thing.
That's not what you're supposed to take from it. Hey.
No, I'm screwed, though. Here's the problem is I'm screwed because now it's a thing. Like, this is the thing I understand is, like, now it's a thing because the next time she goes to the gas station to go get an iced coffee in the middle of the day, she's going to pop over and she's going to ask me if I want something. And I'm probably going to be like, yeah, a Snickers ice cream bar would be pretty dope right now. And then it becomes like a thing. All right.
But But your stance, because this is the exact same. I don't want a present energy. This is the same as the I don't want a present energy on my birthday. Like that's that energy. It's the same thing. But like you can't. Your thing cannot be the, like, I'm a person that's over societal norms. Like, that's not a great personality trait, bud. If you're like, I'm over social niceties and social norms. Because at that point, dog,
I mean,
at
but this
that
is an extent,
point.
This is
that,
extending yourself. This isn't like basic.
Adam,
this isn't basic.
Adam, you're dipping your toe in light Yagami energy, and I need you to step back from the pool. I need you to take a big old step back from the pool and sit your ass back down in that lawn chair and take in some vitamin D.
As soon as L tells me what his fucking name is, I will take a step back as I become God of the new world. What's so fucking hard about that?
All I'm fucking saying is that in this Death Note scenario we've constructed, I'm your Ryuk, and I'm not enabling you, but I'm watching this all go down, and I know it's getting to some dangerous territory. I, unlike Ryuk, have the fucking cojones, meaning ovarian organs, to look you dead ass in your eye and say, bud, I don't think you're picking up what I'm putting down. This was a test. You flubbed it. You should maybe take a step back, do it better, instead of just saying like, nah, I'm gonna keep eliminating possible threats to my comfort right now. I'm gonna just sidestep.
So you're saying next time I should force myself to be more indebted to other people in some way, in some social debt situation.
What I'm saying is that I, as a human person that's lived,
did eat a double quarter pounder with cheese,
and I learned from that.
What did you learn?
I learned that I need to enunciate better, and that sometimes the pomp and flair of the show that I like to give a drive-thru worker is not the most important part of the ordering process. But what I'm saying to you right now, as your best friend and as a human being that has lived moderately successfully on this earth for 26 years, has not had a death so far to date, as I'm saying that I give great advice in this scenario. And I mean, could have no way of being fallible at this point. I'm saying that we should take a step back from your fucking gas station saga, because you lived out the Iliad. Let me tell you, you have all this is a this is a gas station odyssey.
You thought it was a nothing burger right until the turn.
I really.
You gotta watch it. It was a Shyamalan twist.
Yeah, you Shyamalan'd me right there. And what I'm telling you is that we should. But your Shyamalan is not a good Shyamalan. This is the last Airbender of Shyamalans. You flubbed it.
This is The Village. Is what you're saying.
This is The Village. You flubbed it. Okay. And we need to take a step back, and then we can slumdog the next one, is what I'm saying.
All right. So let me try with a different moral of this story. All maybe right. instead
a
of
new take.
I never interact with a human again because this is too much work. Maybe the takeaway could be, God, what? Be hungry? Oh, I don't know about that one.
Okay, not eating. It's also not a good takeaway. Not engaging with the societal norm of lunch is also not a great takeaway.
So I guess I should have got something at the gas station.
I mean, if they had extra toasty cheese, it's obviously I'm in support of that decision. But
I guess I could have had like they did have cheddar cheese Pringles. Those are
okay. I'm gonna float.
I usually like a protein though.
Because you're not an all sides boy. I'm gonna float a concept by you and just see. I don't mm-hmm. think you're gonna bite at it. We're basically fishing. I'm gonna float it by you. I don't think you're gonna bite, but I want you to sort of like test the waters, see how you feel with the energy in the room.
Okay.
You know how much consideration and deference you give to me when a thought occurs into my head or I request something of you. You know, like that level. You know how that level, let's set that level at a 10. I don't know what the scale is, but let's set that level at a 10. You give 10 amounts of shits when I say something or request something of you. What if, if a different person that you know moderately well made a small request of you or told you something that was important to them, what if you gave a 5?
Okay.
Just the concept. What if you had a 5 amount of shits for most people?
I feel like I do. I don't think you're catching
this peanut butter cup man says
You're getting the fact that I was choosing between getting this person a peanut butter cup that I don't think that they were building their day around.
You're
versus me having time to eat an actual
the
lunch.
Difference,
like that was what the weight was.
Yeah, but the difference. Okay. So this is not. I'm not telling you that this is the better way to do it. I'm just so cluing you into the way my social anxiety brain works. Because your social anxiety brain, my social anxiety brain, our body's different. They're on different wavelengths. My social anxiety is to this singular human of like, I cannot.
Yeah, you're going to sacrifice yourself as opposed to disappointing somebody else.
I will lay down on that train track. No. If I were to die in the process of returning to that school, I would go out of my way to make sure that peanut butter cup was prominent on my corpse. So
carry this on. So yeah. The person that comes and helps you, the MT comes and you pull the bag off your mouth and you hand.
Yes.
I get that. So like, I understand that. So like, go ahead and weigh that too. When you offer your advice, go ahead and weigh that.
I'm not saying
against
it's healthy.
My thoughts and processes, because all I can do is look at it from my point of view. I feel like if somebody came to me and asked me, hey, do you want anything from the gas station I'm running? And I'm like, oh yeah, sure. Can you grab me like a candy bar? And I hand them $1, and they come back and they're like, sorry, there was like nothing like at the gas station, so I had to book it over to McDonald's to grab something, so I didn't get a chance. I'd have been like, oh yeah, that's cool, that's totally fine. I would think nothing of that, right? I would be like, I didn't build my day around this. This was unexpected, like to have this option, and then, you know, they are like probably more I would be like, oh dang, that guy really wanted this for lunch and didn't get a chance to it. So I would think nothing.
I figured it out. Why we're on different sides of this. You operate from a base like, all right, my logical thinking is correct, and I know this person is logical and like a normal, chill person, so they're going to think about this the same way I would.
Gonna think like me.
I always assume that I am wrong, incorrect, and a stick out like a sore thumb in society, and so I think I wouldn't mind this. But I'm probably a sociopath and don't care about anything. This person is probably really emotionally involved in getting this Reese, I don't know what kind of day they're having. Like, what if this is a very important? What if this is a very nostalgic treat from their childhood and getting one today is very important to them because it's the anniversary of their uncle's bat mitzvah? Like, what? Like, I don't know. I don't have the context. I assume it's really important because they asked it of me. And then I, that's my new priority. If I don't eat, so be it. If I break my leg, so be it. This is core to my being now, to fulfill this small offhand request that was made of me, because I can't. I have gone to multiple locations to get a Pepsi for someone that was like, yeah, I mean, if you run past a Pepsi, like, I really shouldn't have one. I only drink them a few times a week, but if you run past one, here's a couple dollars, grab me a Pepsi. I've gone to 3 locations to make sure I got a Pepsi, because the first place I went, the Pepsis weren't cold. That's because I was like, if I bring him a room temp Pepsi, I can't do that. What is that? That's teasing. I can't do that. Like,
So I feel like there has to be a middle road here.
Sure.
I don't feel like either one of us is necessarily hitting it. I think, listen.
No, I think
it was growth to ask and try. I think it was growth to ask and try. And I think that if it had been a different day, if that guy had been there working the kitchen today, and
there was a lot of obstacles that you were tested with, for sure.
And if I had the lunch that I had planned, and I grabbed the thing I had planned to grab because I was buying everything there, today would have been a growth day.
Yeah.
I think my takeaway should be that it won't always go this badly. And maybe give it another go.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I think that's fair. I also think that there is never going to be a scenario in the world where we handle this kind of situation the same, which is probably good, but I don't, we're on the same page with so many things that this sort of like, I don't, it's the concept of leaving that gas station without, it just like, I'm getting contact anxiety. I'm having heart palpitations thinking about possibly letting this theoretic woman that I don't know down.
I had classes to teach. I can't teach on an empty stomach. I will.
Well, okay. The whole drive back. As soon as I.
How am I going to tell kids about elements?
Put on an episode of Avatar. Who cares? Avatar The Last Airbender. They'll learn about elements. It's fine.
The wrong elements.
It's fine. But like as soon the millisecond that I realized like, oh, this is I'm going to have to go to McD's. I'm not going to get back in time. My brain would just start making up a lie for like, oh, my gosh. OK, so here's the thing I had. Yeah, my brain would immediately because they weren't serving food and I needed food is not an acceptable option. Right. In my head. It's not. So I would have concocted a whole situation of like, this is how it makes sense. No one would have asked me and approached me, which is great. Mm-hmm. Which is great because it keeps my KD ratio for my eccentric lies to a minimum.
Right.
But my brain already starts crafting that con, and that's how I justify, like, I would rather be late and jeopardize my job than possibly let this woman down and not get her peanut butter cup.
I mean, to be fair, the worst thing that would have happened to me would have been
hey, what's up?
Someone had been looking for really rarely. The worst thing that could have possibly happened to me would have just been somebody saying, hey, you really need to be here like at this time during lunch. You can't. And I'd be like, yeah, I just forgot my lunch today. And they'd be like, no, that's cool. Just make sure. Like that would be.
Yeah. All right. So I think I need to calm down for a second. I think what I have learned about you in this mini-sode. Mm-hmm. Is that sometimes the fact that you're too good to eat Chex Mix for lunch comes back to bite you in the ass more than you think it would. That's what I learned.
Yeah.
That's what I learned. The fact that you are too high and mighty for an all sides lunch of just dry Chex Mix.
It's an evolution. It's the thing. It's like you are a higher evolved lunch eater.
That's terrifying. I've eaten the same chili every day for 5 days. It's terrifying that I'm more evolved.
It is terrifying, but it's true. Like, I can't eat something more than twice before I'm just like, ugh, I gotta like have 4 weeks before I can have that again.
I see.
But I also need like, I have to have a sandwich or something with meat in it. Like, it has to be like a main course thing happening or else I'm just going to get hungry again in like 15 minutes.
And I assume that you learned something about me in this minisode, or are we gonna, or are we gonna end this on a
right.
fun?
Oh, right, I forgot about.
Okay,
I forgot that's what we did. Now,
oh my
okay.
god,
the thing I learned about yeah. you is that the next time that you start really roasting me about the way that I approach uh-huh. things, it's good to turn it into an introspective moment for you to consider your thoughts and opinions. Uh-huh. So that maybe I get slightly less roasted because you'll just rake yourself right over the coals for like the next 15
I love that we're releasing this on a podcast episode because that is a pro strat for dealing with me. Because I do talk people in a circle and I know that I wear them down. Like I'm mildly charismatic, but mostly I just wear people down until they agree with me. So that is a pro strat that you're really leaking to the internet then of like, I feel like I should have this interaction with Ray, but ugh, she's gonna be so much. Just make me think about how bad I am. Just bring up the fact that the way I do things isn't perfect. I'll work myself into a lather, go right down the drain. Thank you.
I'm off the hook.
Yeah, you are. You stay off the hook. This was a good use of our time.